This is Be the Story Spotlight, and I've been reading Ender's Game, the Hugo and Nebula award-winning novel by Orson Scott Card. Ender is actually the name that Andrew Wiggin prefers to be called. Ender is a 6-year-old genius. He's destined to save the world. He's also a third. That is, he's the third child with 2 older siblings. This is in a world in which it's against the law for anyone to have more than 2 children. But the government made an exception with Ender because someone knew he was going to become the military strategist who would win the Earth's war against an alien race called the Buggers. Now, why is Ender the one? Well, this quickly becomes obvious. Yes, he's only a little boy, but even at the age of 6, he thinks and acts like a great leader. And that's why he decides to leave his family and go to battle school to become a great military leader. But the challenges he faces in military school are more than even Ender expected. And yet, he faces them, both with dignity and with cunning. I easily understood why Ender's Game won a Hugo and Nebula Award. Ender's Game is a masterfully told tale. It's a strongly plotted science fiction story with excellent character development, and it really is more about Ender than about the game. That is, it's more about the character than about the plot, because the game changes Ender. As he progresses, he must wrestle with his own feelings about what he's done and who he's become. May God help him if he actually wins the war and kills the Buggers. What will he do about his conflicted feelings then? Now, the first few chapters of Ender's Game I had some trouble with, especially I had trouble understanding that the Earth is under forced population control, hence the 2-child limit. But this premise never made any sense to me in the context of the story and the characters. The story didn't need it either. It was this kind of superfluous plot device. It was just kind of tacked onto the story. Fortunately, it only popped up a couple of times after the first few chapters, and never in a significant way. And starting with the 4th chapter, Ender really did grow on me. I rooted for him, and I admired him. And as he faced each new challenge, I literally could not put the book down. When I finally read the last page, I really felt like I had been in that other world and had known those fictional characters. I believe the word I used was wow. That's Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. I read the author's definitive edition, which was published as a 384-page mass-market paperback by Tom Doherty Associates under the Tor imprint. And you can find a link to it at Amazon.com through BeTheStory.com. This is Tim King for Be the Story Spotlight. It's been nice talking with you, and thanks for listening. Bye now.